We are here.
Hello.
We already started.
Hello.
Welcome, Groove, to the Group Chat Backcast.
Hello.
Welcome, Poop, to the Ooh At. Ooh At.
As you guys are watching, what's going on, everybody? This is actually episode 92.
Hello.
But we decided that we're going to randomly backlog this video.
Hello.
So yeah. This is episode 117.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Did you see?
Yeah, I think
they're
so.
Still stuck in the submarine. I can't believe it.
Yeah, they're about to run out of oxygen.
Wait. Well, you can hear them. They're trying to get out. You can hear them. Listen.
Who do you guys think is going to run against Donald Trump?
Barack Obama.
We're not doing this.
Kanye.
We're not doing this. You started this.
Why would you bring this?
I started it off.
Okay.
Why would you ask that?
We lied. We're not on episode 93. We're on episode 12.
We lied again. We're actually back on it.
Yeah. Well, so like we knew at episode 12 we were going to move into this house. So that's why we're on episode.
Wait, when did we?
No.
Can we create a fake congressman to run and make people believe he's real?
Yeah, let's put
like
a...
PJ Fisher. Can we do that?
I voted for PJ.
Who is PJ?
Why? He's got good policies.
Who's PJ Fisher?
Yeah.
I have to say two things. One, make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off with your purchases.
Uh-huh.
And two, save yay.
What?
Save yay. Hashtag save yay.
I don't know. You remind me of like Red and Link. When he's like... R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
Who's Pop Smoke?
We have to save yay. Huh? Who's Pop Smoke?
We do have to say yay. We got to get him off that nitrous.
Yeah, we have to, bro.
Off that nitrous.
Is he really on nitrous?
He's off that nitrous. He's being supplied huge cans, like giant.
That's how they do it.
I'm sorry. But
what a lucky man.
People that do that scare the shit out of me. Look up Galaxy.
Why are you sorry about that?
Look up Galaxy Gas. Because they started getting like sold. Like
people who do black tar heroin.
Kill me.
Look up.
Kill me. But
cancel me. It's just my
look
opinion.
Look up Galaxy Gas.
I get kind of freaked out.
Because that's the shit that
actually,
they
Galaxy like, Gas.
No. Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna look up Galaxy Cats
it's my
instead.
Opinion. Just okay.
Galaxy
Gas. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What are we looking at?
Galaxy Gas. GAS.
Galaxy Gas.
Is
this the thing that's being supplied?
Yeah.
Well,
wait, no.
These are recreational ones. These are recreational whippets.
No, they're actually those are for
whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just
You can get those at any HEB.
My name Lil T, bro.
Serious?
Yes.
Would they age verify me or no?
Probably.
They'd be like, no.
Probably, yeah.
Wait, which one of you bought something off of Walmart and then you guys got it was somebody. Somebody was talking.
I bought
about
Mucinex and they identified me or whatever. They ID'd me.
Oh yeah, because they got some
acetaminophen. No, I bought the air dusters for keyboards.
It was you.
I got ID.
Yeah, it was you. Whoa. I remember.
Well, yeah, that makes sense for sure. That and like spray paint, you'll get checked for.
Damn.
Wait, you can,
why
you
is
can
it huff. Legal to huff you, that shit?
It's well, yeah, you're not supposed to. You can huff spray. You can huff Sharpies.
Damn.
You do whatever hell.
Remember, like on science class, you scribble the Sharpie.
Sharpie smells yummy.
My weakness is gasoline.
Bro, gasoline
what?
Does
I love
smell.
Just huffing gas.
Yeah,
I just put it into a cloth. I'm like,
me and my friends called Huffin' G.
Huffin' G. Yeah,
that's crazy. G. Y'all talking about G with money? I'm talking about G with gas.
Mm. Dude, are y'all just huffers, dude? And this guy's about to huff some shit off his nose, bro.
God, he's fucked. Oh, you freak! I gotta blur
dude,
that, dude.
Glue? Is that glue? What is
animalistic.
Wait, so I
can smell fucking everything.
I'm gonna sniff this guy's fucking insides.
I watched a video. I watched a video yesterday, and it was about Lil Baby giving a tour of his house. He's got something called a bachelor pad. Are you guys familiar with a bachelor pad?
No.
Not where you lay in your helicopter.
No.
Right here.
No, it's not where you lay in your helicopter. But a bachelor pad is basically when you're a single dude and you got a house and you're able to like use it to throw parties and events and stuff like that. But he was showing off this one part of his room. Bro, he had a hard quote. He has this hammock that's in his room. It's not even like a hammock. It's like a suspended seat that you sit in. And he said, even when I'm sitting, I'm always moving. Even when I'm sitting, I'm over or some shit like that. I thought that was kind of hard to say. He didn't even mean it like that. But like...
You're the type of guy to be like, hey man, I went over
when
to
I'm
my
moving,
friends.
I'm sitting.
I went over to my friend's house, man. He had a flag with a snake on it. And Loki had some hard shit on him, man. It just said, don't tread on me. And I like really fucked with that message.
I kind of fucked with that vibe.
Like, it really just resonated.
Yeah, dude. I just felt like some, I don't know, it was just that statement he said had some aura to it, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Cool
it
had some freaking aura, yes.
Yeah,
aura
dude.
Wait, have you guys seen the Walmart commercial?
No.
Oh,
yes, I have.
Why did you bring it up?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen the full thing. I saw a clip. I was like, oh.
You guys want to watch it real quick? It's actually, it's really cool.
It's not, I kinda wanna watch
it. It's really up to date. It's up to date with everything.
It's up to date with all the lingo and the
cool
guy.
Do they say Riz?
100%.
We'll see. I don't remember if I'm being honest with you. Is it this one? Walmart school? Yeah, it is. Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, because there's a different one. There's one with a school bus.
That's
yeah. This is the one. This is the
one. I'm scared.
Is this
buckle
real
up,
even?
Buckle up.
Can you guys hear this?
Yeah.
This is real. Yes.
Taylan, that fits slaves.
Yes. Oh, it's
no. I hate those types of edits.
Hold on. We're about to do a double on top.
They made it awesome.
Let me find it real quick.
You guys ruined
everything.
What is
this? 1999 what, commercial? Hold on now.
Whatever, I'll take it.
Is that a hat? Oh, that's a hat.
Wait, this is animated. This is.
What? I didn't know.
What? Is that a rope? Oh my God.
I remember rollback. Walmart rollback rebate.
I love when that happens at Walmart.
Wow.
Dude, that's when I was born. No way.
Oh, well, that,
damn.
I remember that.
Wait, click on that 13 years ago. Click on it, see when it dropped.
Oh, this?
Yeah, I want to see something. July 20th, 2011.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I thought YouTube was around in 99 for some reason. Never mind.
What the?
Dude, no, that was awesome. Stupid.
July 20th, 2011.
Where the hell is this commercial, dude? Because it's not this one.
Is it the top
They
one?
Hide it?
They might have taken it down.
Oh, no, it is this one. It's five minutes long. We'll watch the first 6 seconds.
It's 5 minutes?
Taylan, that fits slays. Cat, can I tell you a secret?
Boom.
We don't say slay. We say, you ate. You ate. Cool.
Girl.
What else you got?
So hard.
Maximum aura point.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's different from how it was in the 1900s.
Oh. Well, everyone's really feeling
themselves.
Wow. Diffy. It's really diffy.
No cap.
Oh.
Oh. Wait.
Did you catch that? Hold on.
I have a prediction.
Did they actually
wait,
say
wait,
Ohio?
Wait. One more time. Hold on. Real quick.
No cap. You weren't cringe or Ohio at all.
Come on, baby.
Wait, time out.
Come on,
pause for
son.
A second. Time out.
What are you talking about? We need these writers back.
God. Can I make a prediction?
That can't be how people talk.
It is how they talk.
Not Gronk.
It is.
It's how everybody talks.
It's how everyone actually
talks. Have you ever seen Congress?
I literally was. Talk. I was on stream doing Fortnite or Phil duos, and I joined a lobby with a kid, and he was actually talking like that, and it was a very eye opening and shocking.
Did you hear Tanner? What Tanner just said?
No.
Tanner, say it again.
What'd you say, dude?
Well, I said, of course, that's how they talk. Have you ever heard like Congress talk?
Congress is talking like that.
They talk like that.
Well, that's why they're all trying Congress to get meetings. Kai Cenat because they're trying to like the final like piece of the puzzle. Is
they're trying to riz.
That is actually crazy because when I heard that Aiden Ross was like trying to get Ashby to say like some Trump whatever the hell, and then seeing that Kamala Harris is like Secret Service agents and other affiliates were reaching out to Kai Cenat for a stream like. Influencers are becoming like weaponized as, getting votes.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I had
crazy.
To turn down RFK.
Oh,
it
buddy.
All started with Casey Neistat. I'm gonna say it now. It all started with Gabby Hanna and Casey Neistat.
It all started with YouTube.
In one of those YouTube rewinds.
I wish this happened back when like John F. Kennedy was alive. Imagine doing a live stream with John F. fucking Kennedy.
JFK.
Ladies and gentlemen,
JFK.
Wait, like at his prime? At his prime or after his prime?
At his prime.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
What?
Dude.
He'd just be sitting there.
Dude, he made like a huge
I mean,
joke.
I'm don't touch me, I'm edgy.
Don't tread on me.
Don't
touch.
Right, guys, I now know what it's like to live with roommates in a house. And
having fun, bro?
Are you learning something about
having
yourself?
Fun, bro?
Is it awesome?
Are you learning something about yourself, bro?
Enjoying it, bro?
We've been playing Smash in the living room. That's been our game.
Yeah.
And it's like all fun and games until me and Camden play. For some reason, we both... Well, I don't really want to speak for him because maybe it's something I need to work on, but like...
Dang.
Hey, self-reflection.
Like, it gets so, so heated. Like, oh my gosh.
Well,
it's so...
Heated like how?
I had a
wait, are you just getting like mad at the game?
I'm getting mad at him.
For what?
Because he uses the same damn move, and then he like is smug about it.
Okay. What kind of heated is this? You know, what are we talking about here? What are we saying?
He's using Ness, and he's just spamming PK fire into a dragon.
PK fire! PK fire!
What are you saying to him? What are you saying to him?
Ooh,
you
almost,
I just want to slice.
He does
some
this.
Life.
Watch. Me. Whenever he wins or knocks you out, he looks at you and goes like.
Dude, I would get really mad at my sisters because they would beat my ass at Smash, and I'd unplug their controller and leave.
Why don't you just spam back then, bro?
Because I don't want to stoop to his levels.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. If you play Dark,
I play Sonic. I switched okay. to Sonic.
No,
today.
Don't play Sonic. Play Little Mac.
No, play like
Little Mac sucks in Ultimate.
No.
Little Mac is
no, he's pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
I like Little Mac.
He's got like no recovery, bro.
He's got. Wait, what'd you say?
Sonic is so funny. He's so fast, and he can do. Whatever.
I don't need recovery.
Who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy? Blue.
That's the Smash. That's Blue? The Smash World Champion 2008.
Oh shit! Hey, everybody,
put some respect Blue. On his
There's
name.
There's something about fighting games that make people so angry.
Okay. Oh my Mortal god!
Mortal Kombat, bro. Because it feels like you're the one getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, it's 100% your fault.
It's like your brain getting your ass kicked, dude. Your brain feels like shit afterwards.
That's why I don't even like fighting games at all. Like at all.
Can I tell you something? You should play Dark Pit. Learn how to play Dark Pit.
Oh, wait, that is free.
His side B is just like the same unstoppable.
Character? Yeah, isn't it the same?
No, they have like both of them are like a little different.
Sonic is funny, turned into a little ball.
I like playing Luigi because it gets my sister mad because I do like that one running attack which like
Oh, you like launch at it at like
Kirby's
a missile.
Great.
Kirby's my favorite.
He's great.
Yeah, but against Kirby's the PK awesome. Fire, you're just gonna keep running into it.
Dude, PK fire, getting hit back to back to back by a PK fire makes you want to kill yourself.
It's like if you play Ness, you got to grab.
Okay, then play Villager, dude. Just keep on sending those little missiles.
I used to play
or Steve.
Before I switched to Sonic, my main was Lucas, and then it got boring because the only finisher he has is that damn ice move, and I was like, this is too easy and not fun, so I'm switching off.
Damn. Oh, you know how I got really good at King K. Rool.
He put a wave vest.
That was my game.
That's not good. You said too easy. You gotta be careful. You're gonna offend someone that's a Smash Pro in the comments.
It's like
I know exactly how they look.
They go back for the recovery on the ledge, and you just time the ice, and then they just fly off. No matter the percent they're at, they will die.
See, if you were good at the game, you'd be playing. What's his name?
Kirby.
No, who's the guy that Captain Falcon?
That's what Nate plays. My roommate.
And you'd grab him, and you'd throw him, and you'd flying knee him off the map.
Yeah, that's what Nick plays. Mm-hmm. He's a beast.
So. Out of everything that you were about to say about discovering your like rules with roommates, I didn't expect Smash and getting angry at that. I was expecting like
Camden won't leave his effing dishes in the effing sink.
No,
so effing annoying.
Camden won't stop smoking weed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that's not a roommate thing. It's just a Smash Bros thing.
It's like we're pretty clean, but we're chill.
Are you clean?
We haven't even been here a week.
You make your bed?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you make your bed?
Fuck no.
Do you make your bed?
I make my
I
bed.
Feel good.
Dude, making your bed is so important.
Tanner, do you make
your
bed?
Yeah, it's like the first task of the day. Yeah. I make my bed.
Okay. Grunk, what
gets me up and moving?
Since you two apparently make your beds, what do you guys do when you first wake up?
I wake up, get out of bed, and then make my bed.
You make the bed first and then you pee?
Yeah. Oh, well, unless I really have to.
He's sadistic.
What are you like, American Psycho?
I sit on the toilet for like 10 minutes. Hallelujah. I scroll my phone. Yeah, then I go back. I look at my bed. I'm like, yeah, I need to make it. And then I make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like, if you look at a bed that's unmade, it's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm like, well, my life's fucked up.
I wake up. I look at the mirror. I kiss the mirror. Mm-hmm. Then I go take a shit. Then I go back and I look at the mirror.
Because like, you shit first, first thing in the morning?
No. I don't get shit. It's like,
I never poop in the morning unless I drink the night before.
Mm-hmm. I'm a night pooper. I poop in the nighttime.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Nightcrawler.
Night pooper.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. You guys are all night poopers?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Yep. I poop whenever. No.
I am not. I poop right after the gym, and I think it's because I do abs, and I think I flush it through.
Oh, you squeeze it down.
Yeah.
Right through the pipes. It happens.
It's like toothpaste. You just fucking.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
You know what it is? I hate drinking Smoothie King smoothies now. I love them to death. Don't get me wrong. but I cannot, for the life of them, drink them inside of a house.
Tropical smoothie.
Bro, they make me so cold.
How come one sip of any smoothie tropical gets me smoothie. Full as fuck, and I throw the rest away?
It gets really? You cold, you said?
Yeah.
Full.
It makes me full after a few sips. Oh. I'm like, oh.
Dude, oh, you get sluggish.
It lasts me hours. The 32 ounce lasts me like at least an hour and a half.
Okay, well, maybe that's my problem.
You drink it way too fast.
I waff it down.
Yes.
I'm a dog. Oh
yes, you God. Sit there and go.
I am a dog. Like, you know how like you see dogs that just uncontrollably eat? And
no,
they
dude,
will keep
cats.
Eating?
Like little kittens.
Yeah.
They get instant fucking food and they go. They
look at
go
that baby.
In.
Look at the baby cat eating salmon. He just comes over all greedishly.
Baby cat eating salmon?
That. Gluttonously, and he's like.
Baby cat licking salmon. It's licking salmon. Eating salmon. Yeah. Isaac hates this cat the way that.
Get the God! What?
Any cats like this.
What? Why?
Look at him. He's so excited. Look, he doesn't know where to go.
Oh my God.
Aww,
like, pace yourself, bro. It's not even. It's.
I think that's adorable, but you think. Why am I the criminal for hating on monkeys that are like, that just got their head
What's
wet?
Your issue?
They're so ugly.
Dude, no, what the hell?
No, no.
They're
why
so
is,
dumb.
Are you in those maybe, comment sections?
Yeah,
where, like,
are you
monkeys
those freaks
hurt?
That have a playlist of like monkeys getting killed? Awesome.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, deserve it.
Baby monkey washing hair.
Oh, yeah. Washing hair.
Look how dumb its eyes look. Oh,
okay. The ones where they smile like this is feel happy. God, this feels like it's going to have a bad ending.
Oh, man. I'd be so nervous to handle one of these creatures.
I hate
that. Because you know it's smarter.
Like, it's unpredictable.
You know what it's capable of.
Oh, what about this, though?
You don't
come
know
on,
what it's
come on.
About.
Take a look at this one. Hold on.
Oh, what the heck?
Oh, that's mine. That's my monkey.
This is what my guy does, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, that's an expensive ass bathroom.
Okay, look up orangutan squeezes monkey head.
No. Oh, wait, that one is crazy, actually.
Because he tries to
steal. Wait, is it a real thing? Oh.
Yes, that video is a classic.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, he tries to steal root food. He's like,
squishing monkey? Is it
this
one?
That one.
Yep. Instant karma.
Guys, don't worry. No death is in this video.
I think he definitely lets him go.
Fucking death.
It's like, just a lesson.
Yeah, it's a lesson. He's eating his food. He's like, you won't give me that.
Oh!
I don't know if he did let go now that I think of it.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, I don't know if he actually did live after that. Let me scroll through.
Is this
like,
slow
what
motion?
Was he thinking?
Oh, yeah, know. They're kind of like, dude, they're assholes sometimes. They kind of think they're the shit, and they'll just do it.
Yeah.
They'll take
like
anything.
A chihuahua.
They're not even
oh
the
my
fart.
God, yeah.
That was Doberman versus
they're
Chihuahua.
Not the fart.
Thank you.
You know what orangutans remind me of? Like an old wise teacher. Like a bald, sort of smart teacher. A teacher who knows a lot
of love
drag,
that orangutan.
But also is.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I'll think of it, guys.
Speaking for a second, they're old
they're
man.
Making fun of you. I got
yeah,
you.
I don't know why the way they don't even know.
Guys,
hey. Oh, go ahead.
I went to my first show back here at school, and I got my lip busted, and it hurt.
Someone punched you in the face.
You got in a mug.
Wait, were you mogging? Moshing? I mean,
mogging.
Sorry, wrong term.
Can you mog?
I was mogging. Yeah.
Wait, did they say mogging in that Walmart commercial?
Yeah, they did a bit.
I don't know.
That, but
no, you can't wear that. That mogs all of us.
That's a 5-minute endeavor.
Yeah, never mind.
I want to go upon the 5-minute endeavor.
Wait,
so
Grunk said that he got hit. Was it in a mosh pit?
Yes, it was. And if you let me tell my story, you'll
understand
why. But so there's this drunk MF motherfucker out in the pit, and he grabbed my hand like you know, grabbed my around my neck. Like this, like we're friends, and I put my hand back on his shoulder, uh-huh. And then he ran from one side of the crowd to the other side, and since I didn't have my hand to protect my face, he just slammed me into another person, and I, like, hit my tooth, which hit into my lip, and I started gushing, like, it was bad.
Oh my god.
You should have picked up one of those, like, gate, like, the dividers, or switch.
Yeah.
Right in his head.
No, I it pisses me off, but hey, I was, you know, you can't be too mad. Because
who does that?
Is that, like, something that you have to kind of expect when you go mosh pitting?
Yeah, like, you can't be like, hey, what the fuck? Like, no. That's, like,
it's just, everybody's gotta hurt each other.
Wait,
that's the whole goal.
So, like, you could just assault someone straight up? and like,
well, no, you'll get your shit kicked in.
So like, if I saw you standing behind me and I really wanted to hit you, I could just like do a spinning back fist and then just say it was by accident. I didn't see you.
No.
Okay.
I think people will tell if it's on purpose or not.
Yeah, some of them, like, there was one video I saw where this guy,
so you
was,
just have to, like,
this guy was going in a circle and he just started punching random ass people and they all ganged up on him.
Yeah, like if someone's going too hard, everyone will gang up on them. And, like,
dude, it's so I remember the one clip where the guy like pushes the other guy over the drum set and the entire drum set just breaks and they still have to play music.
No way.
I saw that one.
I fell one time into like the pedals stand, like where the pedals for the guitar is, and it unplugged everything. And I like,
aww.
You're a dick. What'd you say?
But no, he rehooked it up and it was like, that was awesome. Do it again. And I was like,
okay. That was awesome. Do it again.
Dude, the
do
most chill people ever. Tanner, what were you going to say before?
So like so the whole goal of a mosh pit is to like aimlessly or blindly just start swinging or just like not on purpose but try and hurt people. Like
it's about energy, man. It's about the energy.
Are you just like pushing each other?
Yeah, loose. It's just like you're expelling your energy and people can do whatever
like,
with that.
Tanner, let me show you a visual example.
I think we did.
Sorry to the listeners.
I will never do these huge ones. This is too much.
Holy shit, this looks like a war. Dangerous. Okay, hold on.
Wall of death.
Oh, yeah, here we go. You got some big guys.
It's like a war.
Let me see where it gets crazy. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah, turn him up.
This is how America picks his soldiers.
Isaac.
Yeah.
I think that we need the mosh pit before every single podcast.
Festival mosh pits are insane. Like, literally, what is going on?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Yo, I just got like a big frame of just like gothic pussy in my face from this YouTube video, and that was so unwelcome.
Just some.
I was watching some bros mosh.
I prefer this
small, where did that
come
from?
Smaller ones.
All right, let's start a mosh pit at TwitchCon, which we're going to, by the way.
Ew.
Yep.
So if anyone's going to TwitchCon, San Diego, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, bro. Don't be scared, bro.
I'm not scared, but it's just.
Let's mosh pit.
I don't want to touch them.
Not the place, not the people. Let's go to NVIDIA or whoever's over there.
Okay, that's perfect.
Let's mosh pit right over there and break all of their CPUs and graphics cards and PCs. And let's do it.
We should see if there's any shows there, any hardcore shows.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, ABBA.
ABBA, of course.
Anyone in the San Diego area, check the weekend of TwitchCon and look out for punk shows and let us know. And we'll get
let us know about some secret shit y'all got going on. We want to see a cult.
Let us know about the local.
That'd be sweet.
A cult?
I would mosh to ABBA.
When we go out there, we should probably stay a few days extra. I'm not going to lie.
How long?
Like 2 more days.
Why?
2 more weeks.
What is there?
Record a group video or something.
San Diego?
Yeah, San Diego's got the haunted house. Right?
Oh, my.
They got the haunted
hotel.
Hotel.
The clown hotel.
San Diego.
Yeah. San Diego.
And Tanner should bust out the Ouija board.
Yeah, is this still in your room?
It is still in my room. You guys are haunted as hell right now.
Nah.
You could bring it out.
Well, you left it
here? You can't use somebody else's Ouija board.
Can I? Okay. Really?
Not without permission.
I know you hate it. I know you both don't fuck with it at all. Grunk, I don't know if you care about it. Do you care much about it?
He's through a screen, bro. He could care less.
I'm a skeptic.
Well, you are through a screen.
I'm a skeptic.
Okay.
I don't believe
I
want to
do a October episode where, you know, it gets pulled out. Some crazy happens.
The whole house flips upside down.
Maybe.
We try and talk to Bear.
What?
Are you here? Like Bear Bub? Like
Bear Bub? Yeah, I was thinking about Bear Bub.
Hello.
Or Chewy.
Two perfectly normal and alive human beings.
Yeah, by the way,
these people are
alive, by the way.
Yeah.
They're all alive and well.
You should get like a seance.
Oh my God,
that's so
people.
Funny. They're getting a phone call from 666. You're like, hello?
Hello? Hey, so.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I'm slow at writing this. Are you here with us? Want to play Rocket League?
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
why not?
You guys don't have to be in the room.
I have something to confess about Bear Bub's clip that I don't remember.
Mm.
Do you live there? What was that whole clip about?
About Shelby.
Yeah.
Because Jubby was saying he was in his apartment room, like his apartment room. Yeah. And then Bear, I was like, Do you live there? And I was like, Yeah, he lives there.
What are you talking?
I'm so confused. Where's the clip?
That was the whole thing.
So Bear gets harassed online all the time. People in the comments, just on his TikToks, anything. There will be at least one top comment that says, do you live there?
Like, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and he can't escape it.
Oh, it's popular. It's funny.
But I was trying to ask the origin of it because I can't remember anything after those last three VCs. It's like I study for a final and I dump all the information. I can't remember shit afterwards.
Oh, you would really enjoy my videos, man.
Yeah, because
oh
you
my
stay
god!
Up.
Whoa!
What?
Bear Bub, do you
it's
live
that
there?
Big?
Do you live there?
I'm on my camera so that you guys can see it too.
No, I'm in my room.
Are you upstairs?
No. I mean, it's an apartment, second floor.
Oh.
Do you live there?
Yeah.
That's what okay,
keep going, yeah. Just keep going.
Oh, no wonder I don't remember. I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there. Look.
Look, you're so nonchalant.
Dude, I wonder how long I'll be able to stay up after the sunrise.
What a harmless question that is so packed full of humor. Fuck. It was like genuinely.
Do you live there?
You live there.
Dang,
that was such a long time ago.
That was a wrong year.
Wait a
the
second.
The golden era.
I thought Larry fell asleep first.
I guess
Who
not.
Fell asleep first?
I guess not. Did I
fall asleep first? In the very first Last Leave You See?
I think you did. It was only a 6-hour challenge.
Yeah, remember? Wait.
Wait, you might have.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god.
This was the greatest night of my life.
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first contestant. Dude.
Oh!
Yeah, it was me.
Oh my god. Here,
yeah. Oh, I lost in the lights out challenge.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh. Never again by doing Last Leave VC. I'm going to say that now.
Dude, there's only one more.
Oh, I'm tapping out.
I remember I tried to stream after this. I streamed for like an hour after this. I was playing Bed Wars, and then I got real sleepy.
Right, no, she got to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
The one Last Leave You See that will always stick out is the one at the other house that we all lived in.
That was where
I visited. That was probably the best one, honestly.
Yeah. A lot of people like that one. A lot of people love that one.
That one is kind of crazy.
That was legendary.
That one felt long.
People like
that one
two.
Felt fucking long as shit.
Mm-hmm. The most recent one was the shortest one,
that
I feel like.
You guys almost burnt the house down.
Was it?
Yeah, because it...
Yeah,
because
me and Isaac fell asleep on the couch, and I put a pizza in.
Yeah, we did, buddy.
And we heard beep, beep, and the smoke was coming out of the oven. I was like, huh?
Speaking of which...
Good transition.
A current event happened recently.
First of all, let's all appreciate life right now, just for this few seconds.
Appreciating life.
Can I explain from my POV and then you explain from yours?
Yeah.
It's pretty similar, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just downstairs in like the camera room that we have, and Larry was cooking a pizza, right? You're putting something in the oven?
Chicken tenders? I was just preheating it to make chicken tenders.
Just to make chicken tenders? Okay. Yeah. So then Larry walks upstairs, right? And I just hear all of a sudden the, what is that thing in the drain called? The blender?
Garbage disposal.
The garbage disposal.
Bang, gang!
That thing just starts going off randomly like 4-5 times, right? It goes like...
Oh.
Like it does that like 3-4 times. The lights are flickering. And then I hear like a beep. And now it's Isaac's, like, his, like, battery. He's got, like, a backup battery in the...
That beep.
Yeah, that beep.
Why the fuck is every single time I hear the story, something new comes out?
Well, so that's what happened. So I walk over, and, bro, Larry's like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, the garbage disposal just went off. What are you doing in there? So he walks downstairs. I'm preheating. Bro, there was smoke coming from the oven. The oven was off, and there was smoke coming from it, like a fire
that's
was about to
scary.
Start.
That's scary.
Like, a breaker popped or something. It was one of the scariest things. Do you see the picture that he has up on screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that from, like, the actual fire that was just...
From, this is from...
Is there a set of
this is behind the oven. This is right behind the oven.
My
so,
God.
So, okay,
your
so that's,
house... Like, you guys are actually cursed.
What even happened?
I swear to God, after that Ouija board...
I swear
it's just Texas Tanner tried contact... Lying. I swear to God, Tanner, you fucking cursed us. You tried contacting an NBA star. I forget who the fuck it was. Through the Ouija board.
Roddy Rich. No, Dennis
an NBA
Rodman.
Star?
You were trying to contact...
Dennis Rodman?
You were there.
No, he's alive.
I have a recording.
Why would you try to contact him if he's alive?
Oh, wait, who did I try and summon?
It was somebody. You were like... Oh, my God, I remember now.
Who
was it?
It was Kobe. I'm not even lying.
You were trying to contact Kobe.
I'm pretty sure. If I go through my,
I would be so mad. I would be so mad if Tanner was trying to contact.
He tried contacting a lot of people, dude. He was like, all right, do something right now. He was spinning the thing. He's like, do something.
No one knew him.
I'm a skeptic though. I need to like actually. I need to like irk him.
Is this not evidence right here?
The
burning down the house almost.
Have we never talked to either
pool?
Tanner and Gronk, our microwave sparks every single time you put stuff in it. Every
it
single
goes,
time. Yeah.
What it does.
How the fuck does Tanner know that?
Oh my god, wait. Gronk, you're totally forgetting the fact that when we moved into this house, the AC went out within like the second week.
Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
The AC was broken.
You're actually cursed forever and ever.
And then I got so mad I had to go buy an AC unit.
That was classic.
And then you guys, Isaac, do you keep AC on?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I turned it off. Yo, Tanner, I turned it off a few days ago, and Grant was like, wait, dude, don't turn that on. I turn it off. We use it to cool the upstairs.
That's not going to cool the
upstairs. What? We do?
You gotta,
I didn't even know that.
You're going to break it.
I literally turned it off because I was like, wait, why do you guys have
power?
I was like, why do you guys have this on? Tanner's not even here right now.
And this house consumes a lot of power. This whole room, like, half stays on. Like, the lights stay on and shit.
Why do we do that? Because I come up here, it's like 4 a.m. and these are still on. Like, everything.
Why is that?
Everything.
I just got to go on my phone and then turn them all off. But,
Wow. Bragging. Wow.
Dude, I remember the last time I left.
Wow.
Can we kill him?
Bragging. I came back. I came back after 2 months.
Go ahead, Tanner.
Wait, what?
Go ahead, Tanner.
What'd you say?
Oh. Well, I was just saying, because I remember last time I left and I came back after like 2.5 months. And I left my computer on and my AC unit on for that entire time.
Yeah, you did.
And that was, like, I was like, oh my God, how is my computer not even just broken right now? Then the AC, everything was
just
on.
Just sitting there on waiting for you to turn it, open it. Just turn it on and play some games.
I know. I was like, you know what was left on? Cute. Roblox basketball.
Hey! Dude, it's kind of like Wally. It's kind of like Wally. Hey. You were Eva and it was Wally.
Oh,
Wally. Dude, my computer is slowing the F down in a scary way.
Mine is like, too.
It's getting bad and it's like, come on. I feel like I just upgraded it.
Did you hear what happened with Intel? They slow down your computers. Oh, you have AMD, don't you? Do you have AMD?
It was...
No.
Oh, so
I have AMD.
No, I'm making shit up.
Well, isn't there something with... Oh.
That's Apple. Yeah. No. Apple... Purposefully slows your phones down.
No, something with Intel I was thinking about.
They had a recall.
I forget what happened.
They had a recall. Or not
a
recall.
Intel 7?
It's like I think it was like the 1400 series or something like that. Basically.
Because it would fuck itself. It would basically.
It would exert too much. It would exert too much. I watched this one guy on TikTok that explained it. He like likes to draw and stuff like that. But he basically explained that the way that the electricity is divided and divvied up amongst the processor, it basically fries itself over like a short period of time. Or long period of time.
Absurd.
I love technology.
If you could go back in time
technology.
And make one thing,
two
what
steps
would you
forward,
do?
Three steps back.
What? Yep.
If you go back in time and make one thing, what would you do? What would you make?
Summer Monkey.
That.
The whole movie.
You know it's $60 on Amazon now?
Oh, unopened or opened?
Unopened. It's raising in price.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
What is that?
What is that movie about, even? What do you think it's about?
It's called Summer
Look at
the title.
Summer of the Monkey. What does that mean? Like, is it what type? What's the genre?
Probably slice of life, love.
Aw, perfect new genres are dropping. Yay.
Slice of life
and perfect.
Slice
so
of
happy.
Love.
Oh.
So if you go back in time, Tanner, you'd make that Summer Monkey Summer?
I'd make that. And then I'd make a sequel.
Oh, fuck.
Because it has a 4.9 stars. I'm not even kidding.
Look up the trailer.
What the fuck?
What's the trailer?
What is it called again?
I do have to. Summer of the Monkeys.
Summer.
Yeah, there's like two versions. I don't know why.
Monkeys. I would make Winter of the Monkeys and be a direct competitor.
Oh, it's a book.
Ooh,
oh, shit. A nice summer warm read.
Winter of the Monkeys looks scary.
Summer of the Monkeys.
It'd be like Planet of the Apes, but it wouldn't be called Planet of the Apes.
Summer of the Monkeys movie?
Yeah, just look up movie.
Look up movie trailer.
Because it's in the same photo. Shoot. I mean, it's got like a 6.2 and IMDb 65.
That's the wrong one.
Oh,
that's the wrong number.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, what is it about? Have you watched it already?
Nope, it's unopened.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my friend
gave it to me as a graduation present.
Oh, it is Disney. What the fuck? So then it's got to be golden.
It has to be like the most perfect movie.
No. Oh. It got him.
I think Tanner's lagging.
I'll read the back.
Oh my god. The curse. The young boy. One by one. I'm probably next.
No. For the escape circus.
This is. Uh oh.
Oh.
Tanner?
And he's back.
What happened?
You're back.
What'd I do?
You got lagged.
You lagged.
Oh, oopsies.
Wait, did you hear us freaking out?
I won't do anything. No.
Did you hear anything at all?
I don't think so.
We just did. We started like jumping up and down like monkeys on the bed and like doing backflips. Like you missed a lot. We were really we
W gaslight.
We were lit right
there. Is there a trailer? Is there a trailer for this movie?
I wish.
Oh no, there for sure is.
I couldn't find one.
I can't wait to hear like the
what how.
Dun, 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 dun. Once upon a time.
There it is.
Oh, this is the whole movie. This is the whole movie. I'm pretty sure.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, here we go. Hey.
Where Adobe are we? Daily Pirate? Motion?
This is why, I
dude. You're looking
one.
At the wrong one. This is not a Disney movie on this case.
Is this like a YouTube wannabe copy? What
look up featured family films.
Daily Motion. This is where they show like really gross shit. I'm not gonna lie.
It's look,
where
look they up show featured family films.
This is where like this person was assassinated. No footage is found. You'll probably find it on Daily Motion. Also, why is like every address on Earth fucking popping up and everything?
Yeah, enjoy blurring
Jesus
all this
fucking
shit.
Christ.
Oh my God.
Do you live here? Do you live here? Do you live here?
I'm Victoria Missick, and I teach.
Oh my God.
Dude, is this the internet now? What is happening?
Yeah, this is the bad AI assistant.
Have you guys ever been to like a newsletter site?
Oh yeah.
Dude, they're so bad with ads. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Which one? Which website?
Just like newsletter websites like
there's like Bejeweled Blitz ads, there's like Pills,
it's not even that.
Like,
it's like
Walmart
the
ads.
It's like 20 celebrities that jump twice. It's like
it has a weird
random
nose,
shit.
Yeah.
It's random shit that they do.
I will be honest with you, Twitch has gotten really insufferable.
My, this is the whole trailer.
It's pretty bad.
Aww.
For Jay Barrett.
This is an autobiography about
me. Summer of Dreams.
Oh.
$75. Not a penny less.
Oh, this is
not a penny more, not a penny less.
Where did the monkeys come in?
Where are the monkeys?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It was to be the summer of miracles.
Yay. Instead,
it's supposed to be the best summer ever.
But when some unexpected visitors come calling,
oh,
it turns their world upside down.
Whoa!
Yes.
The monkey did a backflip. How do you even teach a monkey to do that?
$15 a head to anybody who finds him.
It's enough to buy my pony.
No.
We're here to buy some
monkeys. Wait, how much were they?
$15.
It was like $30. Oh,
$10 for
Henry. Nobody believes him. No one believes when he says monkeys made this mess.
What the fuck?
$15.
It was a reward. It's a bounty.
Yeah, circus monkeys.
No. Oh, I see.
We're here to buy some monkey bags.
Yeah.
To keep his dream alive.
Oh, the bullies.
No.
You're staying here, and that's the end of it.
No.
Take me with you.
Oh my God. Oh. Get him. Oh. Oh. What is happening?
No!
How do they get monkey actors?
Is growing up.
Then they found true love.
Why don't they make trailers like this anymore, man?
Dude, I don't know. This is awesome.
Oh my goodness, suspense.
Oh my, there's more lore.
No.
We're
summoning.
What is happening?
Whoa.
And the she starts love floating.
That brings them together.
She turns
what?
Into a monkey.
I want Daisy to know what it feels like.
I found him.
To be free, Dominic.
I'm proud of you, son.
It actually
no,
is a
John
slice of life
Cena.
Love.
Story. It is. It is Disney. I knew it.
Oh my God. It's
available only on video. Wow. December 18th.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Let's go. It's coming out.
Christmas came
it's coming
early.
Out soon, baby. It's coming out soon.
The perfect Christmas film.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Wait, so it doesn't say Disney on your box?
No, it just says featured family film.
Oh, it's actually a rare edition. That's a rare edition.
Yeah, misprint.
That.
Misprint. Misprint.
Sleeve
get it graded.
Sleeve it.
Get it grinted. Here. Graded.
See if it says an explicit.
Grinted.
I don't know. Grinted. I just say the printed, get it graded.
Grinted.
Get it grinted. Prated.
It says responsibility, family, respect, and sacrifice.
Yes.
It's like the biggest
so
over-dramatization
dramatic.
Ever, bro.
Yeah, so we almost died, and
that is true.
Yeah, that was pretty ass, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
If I got taken from this awesome life without watching Summer of the Monkeys via that, I would get pissed.
Yeah, we're watching Summer of the Monkeys, and then this goes off again. And
no,
then...
that'd be okay. I'd be chill if we went like that, but if we went before watching Summer of the Monkeys.
So wait, what's the oven? What is the oven doing right now?
It's normal. It's chill right now.
He fixed it apparently.
He plugged it back apparently. In.
I don't know.
Normal.
We haven't touched it though
because we're kind of scared to like even be near it right now.
I wouldn't want to use it.
I've only been using the air fryer.
I like went to go eat yesterday and I was about to put my food in the microwave and I just changed my mind.
Yeah.
I just put it back in the fryer. Yeah. I did not eat yesterday. I was like scared.
I imagine myself like blowing up. So I'm like, I'm not that hungry.
you press on, beep.
Yep. It's like a nuclear bomb.
We were joking with the guy that was in the... So they were like going to go turn it on. And then we were joking with the guy who was like, there was two guys. And then one was in the kitchen. One was going to turn on the breaker for it. And the guy in the kitchen, we were joking that he was going to blow up. And he was like, yeah. I was
like... Not reassuring at all.
Yeah, not reassuring. You're like, oh man, yeah.
Oh yeah, well, I'll do
that.
What
could happen?
What did you describe him as to me? Because I was asking if the electrician came, and you were like, yeah, he's just like a regular, normal electrician. He's not like a elite. What'd you call him? You called him something. You called him some
he's
special
elite?
Like specialist or something like that. Specialist. Like
super specialist. Super epic elite.
He's like not like a specialist electrician.
Oh, a Sears appliance electrician technician. God,
he was using some big ass words.
How
like,
is Sears still in business?
I don't know,
no,
but
for real,
an electrician came over and fixed two appliances of ours and made me feel like it was a Sears.
Well,
moment.
Ain't that a peach?
Just a peach. Just a Georgia peach.
Just a peach.
Yeah. Life is great,
those
and
are
so are electricians. But yeah, that guy
peaches.
Was funny.
Yeah.
I miss the electricians that had like a big belly and they would have their butt crack shown all the time. They would just
those
fix
are
everything.
Plumbers.
You're thinking plumber.
Oh. Well, I mean, they could be electricians too. They could be everything. All around handyman.
Farmers.
Hey.
Thank you, son. Oh, I want to act in one of them Disney movies now. I feel the spirit and the family joy and the sacrifice.
Wait, can we make a movie?
That would be really good.
We can make a movie. Let's make one.
Let's make a movie.
I'm down.
Life is a movie. Let's make it even more movier.
Definitely Winnie the Monkeys, guys. I'll do it. Let's do it.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving 20 Monkeys.
Saving the Summer of the Monkeys.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Saving 20 Monkeys.
Saving 20 Monkeys.
Not to be confused with Saving Private Ryan.
From Al-Qaeda.
From Al-Qaeda. Saving 20 monkeys
from Al-Qaeda. Couple of guys were doing nothing. And then all of a sudden...
Five guys. One army.
We should try and name drop as many businesses or like things that we know as possible.
Yeah.
So
like make it like almost like a whole ad read. Like a complete...
Five
chilling
guys.
On a summer night and drinking Coca-Cola. And
No. It's
drinking
even
Coca-Cola
more
outside of Walmart.
Five guys. One of them
five
is the target.
On the way home from HEB, they stop at a Jack in the Box.
These guys are understanding what the idea is.
I didn't know that Jack in the Box is not a thing.
Five guys wandering through the Rainforest Cafe.
There you go. You have to make it like nonchalant. Yeah. You can't just say, going back from HEB and having Subway.
No, they went to a train station.
It's 7-Eleven at night.
And they're on a quick trip.
There you go.
Wait.
Did they take the Panda Express to? They took it to.
They had to ride on the Panda Express.
Yeah, you have to
look at
Tanner stuck in XP.
Oh my God.
Disneyland.
They had one target. One of them had to make the best buy possible. I don't know. Something stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
20 monkeys. One man.
They couldn't find what they were looking for on the wall, but at the mart. Nope.
Hey, you're
oh,
the, hey, bro.
Oh,
you know what's crazy about you? Nope. You have the power to like edit that in post, and only you.
I'm keeping it.
You can make yourself look so good, and make us all like laugh or something.
Dude, no, it's there was oh my God, there was something. So one of the things that I do is like when there's like dead space or like we just kind of have like a little pause, I try to remove a little bit of it so that the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I accidentally cut it too fast, and it's like the reaction is kind of off candy. It's like how did they know already who's gonna make that joke? And it was like right off the bat they
free firing
laugh.
Yeah. Instead of you having that like that whatever that moment was, you could just make it so we all laughed. You edited your mouth or something.
Grunk, did you hear the fucking thing that I did of you?
What
you said? You said happy, and it sounded like a Roblox sound effect. It sounded like It literally sounded like a Roblox, like
happy,
happy, yes,
happy,
happy,
happy, happy, happy.
Yeah, dude, I had it. Oh my god, happy. What a thumbnail!
I love that Larry has full reign over the podcast. He can do whatever he wants with
it. Oh yeah, you just was this
going on, Vivian?
What?
This it must have been.
Yeah, they put me on a TV.
Yeah, I put you on the little computer. This was all last second. I was, oh my god, I was rushing to Chunky to be like, Chunky, how do I do this shit, dude? That guy is so fucking, he's way too ahead of everything.
He is.
He's way, dude, I went to go ask him, like, how can I make this look more? He was like, all right, do you have a 3D camera or iPhone? He's like, scan the whole room using like Polycam and create like a, you know, the little balls that have like the lighting shit on it? He's like, create one of those and then put it in the scene and then make it. I was like, dude.
Dude, there's so much stuff you gotta know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how do you know all that off the bat?
Poo-poo.
Just take it, poo-poo, dude.
Stored it. It's funny because we only asked if we
happy, 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 happy.
Is when I pulled up the ashtray, or not that.
I swear it was early.
It was pretty early.
Look at comments. Look at comments. You're gonna find it.
Oh, true, true, true.
La derb, dude.
Give me timestamp for the viewers at home. The video starts at okay. Well, there
guys, start timestamping everything that happened.
Yeah. Everything.
Like 1:03:22. Tanner does that.
Happy.
Happy.
I'm not sure.
Don't care
if this is successful, but I'm a. Oh, isn't this like
theologian?
Yeah, theologian. And I finished my studies, became a religion, English, and physics teacher in Germany at 21.
Good God.
Damn, usually it's at 25:30, so I'd say I'm pretty successful.
I quoted some of your theories and jokes.
Oh.
And stuff like during my studies in theology. Let's just say you helped me make my...
Dude, they definitely quoted my fucking dinosaur one. All right, don't take all the credit now. What dinosaur one?
Well, apparently, I guess I'm just a mastermind because apparently it was from a TV show.
What?
Wasn't it? But I said that, like, what happened if, imagine that, like, dinosaurs, they were so advanced that they built spaceships and they, like, left, and then the ones that just couldn't afford to get on the spaceship.
So you've never seen Rick and Morty?
That's what I'm trying. I guess I've never watched Rick and Morty.
Never seen Rick and Morty.
No, so when I found that out, I remember.
You haven't seen Rick and Morty, bro?
I didn't even know that was in Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Dude, Rick and Morty is only for geniuses.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If you don't watch it, you're clearly not genius.
Do you watch Rick and Morty?
You are not a freaking genius, all right, bro.
One has to leave. Futurama. Rick Sanchez build. Rick and Morty. Happy Time Show. What is it called? Smiling Friends?
That's Happy
one.
Time Show.
Happy Time Show. I'm fucking, dude.
Happy Tree Friends.
Or,
Happy Tree Friends is so good.
Or, Regular Show.
Dude, he just tried to say Smiling Friends was Happy Tree Friends.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant.
See? That was his best guess.
Wait, what's
the drama?
Are they two different shows?
Happy Tree Friends and Smiling Friends.
Happy Tree Friends is that one where, like, the little animals get killed.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, like in horrible ways. There's like a moose, there's a squirrel.
Or that one.
Like their eyes pop out and shit. Yeah. That one or the other one where like you get the little yellow guy and the purple guy?
Yeah, that one too. All of them.
What was that?
It's okay, buddy.
I wish I could scream like a banshee. Like, that'd be so funny.
How do banshees even scream?
That was
like so loud.
Like really?
So loud. Wait, really? And so scary.
Can you do your banshee impression?
No, don't look up banshees.
If I didn't have roommates in the house, I would.
Oh my god.
You banshee ghost? Banshee scream.
Are they folklore?
We're talking about like ghosts or we're talking about like an animal banshee?
Ghosts.
Ghost banshee.
What do they scream like?
The banshee scream
click
right
one,
down there.
Click
the
click
sound
one.
Effect.
Click one.
Is it loud?
Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Okay. Are they usually like horribly loud?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's a,
why
that's
don't you want to
do
scream?
Do you usually
like,
hear them in the.
Look up Fez.
The
do Fez. Phasmophobia.
Ooh, I don't want. Ooh, it's going to be so fucking loud. Hold on. Ah! I hate loud shit.
Oh, I forgot about this game.
This game is cool.
I thought that was for the game.
Oh, me?
Hello?
I'm so scared.
Here we go. Lights are going to flicker.
I think it already happened. Oh. Okay.
Lame. Take the second video. It's pulling me.
Can I try an attempt at it?
Yeah.
With the banshee scream?
Yeah. Okay, you guys are making me nervous. Stop looking at me.
Can you hit those highs?
No, it's
all right.
Don't
worry.
Can
you hit those highs?
I could try.
Do whatever you want. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
No?
Can't hear it.
Isaac?
Dude, you need to use all of your lungs and like
I thought I did.
The highest you can go.
How was that? Okay, so you guys. Oh, that was. I heard a crack.
That was scary.
I heard it seep through a little bit.
Well, the thing is about these mics is that like you could get really quiet and then get really loud and it stays at the same level.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, for us, I don't know why, but it's just.
I won't scream because I don't want a neighbor to potentially hear us through these thin ass walls.
Help!
That? You're so dumb.
That wasn't even a bad joke. It was just you yelling help.
This is real!
Larry,
I'm not playing again.
I'm a danger!
What'd you say to
I remember I parked on the other side of the road and I got out of my car and I could hear you like just regular talking because your window was up. And then I could hear you scream. I was like,
Bro, it's so bad. It's so bad. These walls are so thin. Wow. I think what Tanner said was true. Houses in Texas suck shit balls. Like, he didn't say it like that.
They're like paper thin.
Yeah, they are paper thin. But he's saying like, all the problems that we have are just because it's Texas houses.
I believe it, honestly.
Because I've never experienced a problem like any of those in just any other house. Even my sister's house, literally nothing happened.
It's because they're building them so fast. Like, this house feels pretty fucking fast built.
They don't make them like they used to, bro. That's what I'll say.
They what?
They don't make them like they used to.
Oh, no, they don't.
Right, Isaac?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
They know.
Like you know, some just wood. We need a fucking cabin is what we need.
I want brick. I want Lincoln log cabin, big old tree trunks all around the house. I want.
See, I agree with you
until
one thing.
One thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Termites.
Termites.
Ooh.
You're fucking cooked.
That'd be bad. If your house got infested with termites.
Then make it all concrete. Make everything concrete.
One earthquake, you're dead.
Oh my god.
Dude, who are you?
Okay. That's good. Like no house.
I'm Mr. Architect. Go ahead. Keep going.
Cave.
Glass.
Bedrock from Minecraft.
Too much reverb.
Done. Yeah.
Diamond.
Too much echo.
I mean, if I could live in one house, probably you know, ever see like the modern what are they called? I've shown you these
like
houses
the square
before.
Ones?
Yeah.
Modern base.
Modern what are
I
they
live
called?
In the Disney
contemporary
castle.
Modern contemporary homes.
Yeah.
That's what they are. Yeah.
I don't know. They kind of remind me of like
Tony Stark.
You know, I'm being watched by somebody. I'm probably going to get killed soon.
Right? Kind of the killers.
Yeah, the killers. Yeah. So it's like one of those ones where or like what was that one movie with the deaf girl? And she has like some guy trying to break in.
They're always in a. Yeah, I know what you're talking. Yeah, where the guy had a bow and arrow.
Yeah, he had a crossbow. He had a crossbow. It's always those houses. They have really nice houses where like technology is like, you know, they got the alarm. And he's like, don't trip the alarm.
Dude.
And all this crap.
Speaking of which, scary movies. I watched Scream for like the first time a few days ago. And like, holy cow. Watching that movie, it's like, so this is where everyone gets all of their ideas. Like, it was so cool.
So this is where the vibe comes from, is basically.
Yeah. The slasher
I've never seen
vibe.
It.
It's really
it's actually eye-opening. Like you see things, and it's like, what? You know?
I feel like that's how it is.
What?
Reading the Bible.
Amen.
Really?
Hallelujah.
The Bible is an OG.
Bro, I feel like sometimes I can read the, like, because I've read something. I don't even know what it was. It was something from the Bible. I was like, damn, this is kind of like.
They need to make the Bible.
They'd be stealing some ideas from.
They're insightful.
Damn, they know what they're talking about. Who wrote it?
If it wasn't for the Bible, Sharknado would never be made.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'll
say. Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, the plague, locusts.
Wait, what?
Sharks.
What?
What if one of the plagues was a Sharknado? That would be crazy.
What?
Oh, Isaac, you still never answered my question.
Oh, hello, yes, my son.
What's up with Revelations 9? Is that real? Is it coming?
Unfortunately.
Oh,
the locusts are coming, the bugs, the hamburger helper's going away.
No!
I know.
Huh? Is that the wipe?
Yeah, it's wipe day.
Wipe day?
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, my God, that's like Rush. It's like wipe. Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, Evan Almighty, that great movie would not be existing without the Bible.
Or Bruce Almighty.
Is that what it is? Bruce Almighty?
So there's
no,
two.
No, there's two. Bruce and Evan.
Yeah, there is.
No way.
There is, yeah.
Wait,
Bruce,
which one's the one?
Is. Evan Almighty is less scriptural. Bruce Almighty is more scriptural. It's a weird.
Evan
like,
Almighty. Look it up. Evan Almighty's the one with. What the fuck is this?
What is this, dude?
Yep, Evan Almighty.
All right, now look up Bruce Almighty.
What's better, the Bible or One Piece? Debate in the comments.
One piece.
Jim Carrey's on this one.
One Piece.
I say, yeah,
because
it's the Bible piece.
Isn't it the same Morgan Freeman God as Evan Almighty?
He's
dude,
God?
Morgan
yeah,
Freeman
Morgan
is,
Freeman's God.
Morgan Freeman always plays God.
Dude, he's old. He's so old. I don't want him to die. What do we do?
I don't know. We should have started
freeze him. We fucking freeze him is what we do.
We freeze him in our house.
Yeah, freeze him in our house in our cooler.
We keep him in that jug of lean.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and he grows up there.
His brain.
He's like a fetus. He's
what,
like a
what if it's just his brain?
He's like. He's like.
Can you see his finger switch sometimes?
Yeah. That's a crazy visual.
You got the movement straight. Like, you got it right perfectly. Oh my god. Dude, babies are so predictable. They're so fucking predictable.
Yeah, fuck those kids.
Fetuses are so predictable.
You're grunk. Fuck those kids,
fuck
bro.
Fuck those kids, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh, grunk. You are just such a college dude.
Thanks, bro. Level up.
Do you do your do you still do your laundry?
Yeah, this is last week or 2 weeks ago.
I remember,
I do my laundry.
I remember when Grunk was like, yeah, I want to move in with you guys. I was like, Grunk, you don't even know how to do your laundry. Remember that? Remember we talked about that at one point?
I do.
And then I remember asking if you ever did your laundry, and you're like, yeah, I did. It was lit.
Have I been saying lit for that long?
You were. Yeah, you've been saying lit for a long
time. Can you please click on that picture of him with a million fingers?
Where? Oh, no. Where?
Down the right.
Where?
Up.
Where?
I see this? It already.
My eyes are not deceiving me. That is not five.
I wish that was my hand.
Dude, that's Photoshopped, Isaac.
No, it's real.
Yeah, that is Photoshopped.
That's Photoshopped.
What's his name again? Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
He actually has that hand. See?
That's why he was that's why he was casted for it, because he could do this scene without any editing.
Can we watch The Mask?
Saved a lot of dollars, like 70 or 80.
Can we watch The Mask?
Yeah, saved a bunch of money.
I saw a clip from The Mask. Yeah. It's actually kind of silly.
The Mask is funny. And you know what's also funny? Is Inspector Gadget.
E-Fock.
E-Fock.
Oh, well, we just watched Deadpool.
Inspector.
Wow.
I also watched Deadpool.
I gotta be real.
I haven't seen it yet.
Grunk, you're gonna like it a lot.
He died.
I believe it.
It's pretty funky funny.
It felt like a last hurrah.
What? Bro.
I think it's their last Deadpool movie.
Literally lying.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm lying too.
The last movie ever.
It feels like that. It feels like Ryan Reynolds had.
We watched it in 3D.
Hurrah! So, we did watch in 3D.
We watched it in 3D, and we had this audience, right? We had this like couple of oldies sitting in the crowd with us, and boy, did they love the fucking writing in that movie! Because holy shit, they could not stop.
Did they clap,
dude? Yeah, like some of them were just like, ho, 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 ho. It would be like, and then he grabbed my dick. He's like, oh, ho, ho, ho. It's like
that's so funny.
It was really funny, but oh my god, the fucking odds of getting a crowd like that. Like it is, I mean, it was a small theater too. It was a really tiny thing. And they were just cracking at every nut.
There's a scene towards the end, and it's like when everyone was fighting. I think you guys know the scene. I won't spoil it, but the guy got up. He was just like,
oh, yeah.
He's the only one, and then he sat down because nobody else was doing it.
No.
He was like, oh,
no.
Did you guys stay in the scene?
Yeah,
after,
I was like, dude.
After the credits?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't
know when he proved it. You didn't? Why?
Because I went there the second day that the movie dropped.
Yeah, you went there early.
I didn't want to deal with
attention,
driving.
Movie lovers.
Drivers.
Yeah. Drivers?
Dude, I feel like it's actually judgment. You get judged.
What the hell are you talking about drivers? You didn't stay to watch the end scene of a Deadpool movie because of drivers?
I didn't want to have to worry about everyone going all at the same time and then having to worry about getting out. And the, you know?
No one's staying that long.
Yeah, they do. So, all right, look. What I'm trying to explain is, like, if you're in an Avengers movie or anything Marvel related, right? And you get up right after the credits are started, right? You don't sit and wait until after everything's done. I feel like everyone's judging you and thinking that you're just stupid and don't know, like, oh, they don't know that there's a secret scene.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's what I do when people get up and leave.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what an idiot.
Like, my logic was, I'm just going to watch it on YouTube. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Have you watched it?
No.
So you don't know.
I don't know.
The magic is ruined.
I guess I have to go watch Deadpool
again. You also save time. Okay, you don't have to look it up and do all the searching.
Yeah,
it's like right in front of you.
I am going to see Twister.
You also save
I'm
going to
see Twister. I'm going to see Twister in 4D.
No.
Yeah.
4D?
Like
no
like
one needs to
see
that movie, I don't think.
Wait, what?
Is it going to be a real Twister?
That movie already came out.
No, it's coming out again. Twister.
Twister?
It looked stupid. The trailer looked stupid.
You're just a hater, bro.
The game Twister?
No, the movie
Twister.
What the fuck?
Twister.
What, tornadoes?
Twister.
What is this?
Twister.
Twister.
Look up Twister movie 2024.
Can we watch this one? Twister. Dude, they got a guitar playing on the couch. Oh, this is badass. Okay, look up what?
Just 2024 at the end of
2024.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Who is that?
Well, I don't know. Matthew McConaughey? I don't know.
Twisters.
Well, well, well.
Matthew McConaughey is Twister.
I wonder if he's still sponsored by Lincoln.
What?
Matthew McConaughey?
He is sponsored by Lincoln.
Yeah, he was a
I was driving a Lincoln before anyone paid me to.
Who's the guy before him?
I have no idea.
That's like really infamous. I forget. I was watching Lincoln? Something they were making
fun of.
Was
he a soccer player?
No. It was like they were making fun of him in South Park. It was like he was like they were doing like a race, and then one of the drivers was like the spokesperson for one of the car things.
Yeah, it was Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, it was him? Oh shit.
Yeah, that was him.
Apologies.
Well, well, sorry. Well. Who is he?
Yeah, he was like, I was driving a Lincoln way before they paid me to. It was just that, like every single time.
When people ask me why I drive a Lincoln, I tell them.
I like Matthew.
What? I love Matthew's him. I love Matthew. Him. I actually love him. I don't like him. I love him.
He's good in Interstellar.
There's so many. Oh, there's only one. Wow.
There you go. Yeah. In South Park. The first one, right?
It's like every time.
Even Matthew McConaughey's a handy car driver, for Christ's sake. Hey.
There he is.
I was driving a handy car way before I got paid to drive one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even look like it.
I know. I like how it feels. I just like how it feels.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Is that what he always says in the commercials?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You guys remember? It's like crazy because certain brands have certain like iconic people. Like Dior Sauvage has what's his face, Johnny Depp.
Right.
It's
true.
Yeah, they've always had him.
Yeah, Matthew. It's always the same photo shoot. It's the same photos. It's the one of him in the fucking desert.
In the desert, or
he's dressed as a pirate,
where he's wearing white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say
he has a pirate hat on?
Yeah. He's Jack Sparrow.
And then you got,
no, he's got it all.
Calvin Klein with David Beckham, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa. David Beckham.
I have David Beckham cologne.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't smell good. It smells like cigarettes.
Oh.
No, that's a perfect smell. Come on.
What a letdown.
Yeah.
Wait, that's chill. Wait, I wonder if.
And we are the face of GamerSubs. Think about it.
You're going to ruin. You're going to have to wash that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You put that on.
That's my new pose. Look.
Oh, you're fucked up.
Oh! Yeah. Getting white girl wasted.
Smell it.
Squat up. Oof. White girl wasted. What?
All right, for the listeners at home, Larry is wearing a jacket right now to hold in the stench.
To hold in my stench. I took a shower, and then I realized I have no deodorant. And I'm like, fuck.
See, why do you shower? That always happens to me. I shower, and I'm like, all right, don't need to wear deodorant. And then 2 minutes later,
No, you do. Because for some reason, your body just produces the worst. Because,
like,
ever.
I soap up these motherfuckers.
What is the point, body? Why the fuck? Oh my god. What
I'm
is the
sure
point?
It's diet, right?
Yeah, mine kind of reeks.
You have diet deodorant?
I didn't shower, so.
Dude, all I do is I just eat onions.
I just ate three whole onions.
Onions, eggs, asparagus, everything.
It actually, like, it's crazy how, like, different activities produce different smells of sweat. Like, gaming sweat is the worst ever. Literally ever.
Gaming and streaming sweat, I want to hurt myself.
Streaming sweat, dude.
Like, because, like, workout sweat and, like, physical activity sweat, it doesn't really smell that bad, to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, gaming sweat is, like, onion and
I'm
sour.
I'm sorry, Tanner. I'm sorry, but...
Yep.
Tanner.
What?
There is a smell you produce. I want to, like, almost, like, put it in a capsule.
From the gym?
Just kind of like,
is it after I work out and then I fog up all the windows in a car? Yeah.
That's so next level.
Only my car.
It's like, it's like, okay, it's one of those smells, and it's one of those, like, auras that you got where, like, when you're in the mood to, like, work out, it's perfect. That is, at, like, I would want to be around that when I'm working out because I'm like, yes, that is, you know, you're just in it. But in any other occasion, I remember you came to me. This is, like, one of the first times, like, we moved in together, and you came to me, and you were like, can I use your car? I was like, yeah, sure. And you came back, you're like, if you're gonna use this, I'm really sorry if I left a stench. I was like, no, it's fine, man. Don't worry about it. I go to the store and I'm like, holy shit. I was like high off of your stench.
Yeah, imagine you open a
dude,
door. And
I don't
it's
even
like,
know how it gets that bad.
Green comes out.
Oh my god.
Green smog.
No, it's but it is the perfect gym aura.
Is it like, ass sweat? What is it?
back sweat?
It's
is
just
it a
like just, it's just body. Like it's just body.
Yeah, it's full. It's like all his pores.
It's just all that. The moisture that came out of my skin pores.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Because I remember Isaac went into the store real quick. He turned the car off. It was after a workout. He came back and all the windows were fogged up and he couldn't see out of them. It's because I smelled so bad.
Yeah, I was walking up to my car and it just looked like I painted my windows white. And you were like, there was a hamper on my window and like it was dragging down. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Beep, beep. Open the door.
You guys mean love.
Oh, dude, he almost died, man. I saved his life.
Oh, thank you.
It was too hot in that car.
It was like 122 degrees out.
These guys have left me in a car all alone.
Nick left me in a car for Velvet Taco, and it was really hot.
Explain that full story.
Oh.
Okay, I said I want to stay in here.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is.
Are you sure?
I was like, are you sure? He said, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, are you sure you don't want it? It's going to get hot. Yeah, I'm sure. I was like...
And I underestimated how long it was going to be. It was like 30 minutes.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
I was like...
you didn't even like... Why did you get out?
Because there was like two people fighting. I was scared.
And then also, like, he was in a parking garage where the air's not really
circulating. I was in
really
a parking
garage. Oh, my
so
God.
Just the Austin heat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it gets in there.
I was like, I underestimated this.
Mm-hmm. No, dude, after the sports video that we did, I fell asleep in the car, and I got left outside of a fucking subway, and I was asleep, and I woke up, I was like, it's fucking hot in here. And there's like no one in the car. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you guys were at a fucking subway getting a fucking
dude, that's
foot
like
long.
Leaving a baby in
the
car.
Oh, I remember
bro.
That. Yeah.
You fall asleep like really easily. I tried to wake you and you wouldn't wake up.
Bro, how hard do you try and wake up? You're like, Larry.
Oh, no, I'm like, Larry. Yeah.
No, he does. No,
I swear
Larry,
you do that, yeah, Isaac.
Larry. Larry.
You do that. You're like,
no, bro. I'll be like, Larry. Larry, yo, get the fuck up, Larry. And then you'd be like, huh, 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 huh. And then you're like, all right,
dude,
I tried.
There's times where I'm a light sleeper. There's times where I'm the heaviest guy on earth. I don't know. It's
we have to
really
have to
up
shake
the
you.
It's really. Up
I've
chance.
Had to like poke you before to wake you up.
Yeah,
dude. I remember when Nick fell asleep on the couch and we tried lifting him up and he was still asleep.
Dude,
we lifted up like the whole couch.
I remember that.
I felt like we left a grenade in there and we walked away.
Like your first thought is to lift up the whole couch instead of like shaking it.
Yeah, but we tried
everything.
Dude, I remember waking up and no one was there and I felt so sad. I was like, where the fuck is everyone?
Where did you guys go? I forget.
Yeah, we went out to, I'm pretty sure, we actually did.
No, you guys went to shoot fireworks.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. You didn't want to come after begging you for an hour and a half. Yep. So we left you there. We tried to wake you up because you need to be home by 3 o'clock. You wouldn't wake up. So we left a timer that went burr on
the
TV. And left.
Grant was shaking the couch so hard.
We were trying to wake your ass up.
Why do you guys not like pour water on me or something?
The fuck?
The fuck?
You'd be so mad.
You would.
I wouldn't be that
like,
mad.
Bro, the fuck?
No, I would
the
not
fuck?
Be mad. You guys
like,
think I would be.
You would be.
Okay, let me ask you a question. In your mouth.
What about that?
Have you? Okay, I would be pissed.
Do the shaving cream feather thing.
put a wet sausage in your like nose and face.
Just pour a bottle of mustard on him.
Like, you should have drawn a mustache on me.
We'll convince you.
I would kill you guys if you guys ever did that to me.
You know what we'll do? We'll convince you that you slap yourself. We'll do the feather.
Such a funny video.
Shaving cream.
Slather you in mayonnaise.
We all have shaving cream on our hands, so we're just slapping your head. And then we tickle your hand and you slap and you're like, oh my God, I did that.
Yeah. Again, you should have poured water on my face.
Fuck, no, I'm not pouring water on your face.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How would you know I'd be pissed? You've never done it. I know I would be pissed.
You know you wouldn't be pissed by being woken up by water on your face. You
no.
think?
Cold water on your damn face.
I didn't even mean to fall asleep.
I know. And you.
And then I woke up to no one around me.
You woke up to an alarm. Aww. That tried to wake you up.
I woke up to the world's most annoying alarm in the world.
You're welcome.
Who said that, by the way? Was it you?
Yeah.
It was a YouTube video for a timer.
We looked up
a 5-minute
like,
timer with the worst alarm.
World's loudest alarm ever.
Also, how are we doing on time? I have to pee pee.
Hour 8.
Damn, you always got a pee-pee.
Dude.
Yeah, I got to go actually pee-pee. Drive back to my house where my parents are to let out my dogs because my parents will be home tonight.
Oh. Aww. All right, let's write this up. Okay.
Wait,
well,
should we wait for Tanner to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Damn. Whoa. Timing guy.
La, 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 la.
We're ending this munch, Tanner.
Yeah, we're
wrapping this. Oh, we're ending the munch.
Oh, the munch is becoming the crunch. No, lunch.
All right, folks. That was a whole lot of information that we spewed.
That was a good onto podcast.
Everyone's ears and faces like
for Matthew McConaughey.
There's something important.
What's
what?
A very important gamer stuff's note that we have to remind you guys
yes,
of.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at this.
Nice.
Chocolate yeah. rain.
New flavor, Gamer Subs. Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain's coming out. Wait, that'd be awesome. In that'd be theaters, stores now.
Chocolate Rain the movie.
Chocolate Rain.
Well, okay, never mind. I can't share any of it.
Oh, okay.
It's not until next week.
Can you outro with Chocolate Rain? I actually missed that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been playing Chocolate Apex. Who wants to play Apex?
I don't have it installed.
You should install it again. It's really sweaty, but we can play. It's fun.
All right, folks.
Hey!
Thank y'all for watching and listening to the Group Chat Podcast. We very much appreciate it. Make sure to use code GROUP for 10% off on anything you got going on, okay?
Yep.
We're finishing off with Chocolate right here. Take it away, Tay Zonday.
A baby born will die before the sin chocolate rain.